All right, I'll continue on. It's the same page. Now, at the beginning of the ideal patient-therapist relationship, paragraph one. Who then is the therapist and who is the patient? Now, if we're all one, right, then on the level of form, obviously there's a therapist, that's a role, and there's a patient, that's a role. Just as in business, there are roles. Just in the families, there are roles. In the end, everyone is both. He who needs healing must heal. He who needs healing must heal. Right? There's that wonderful line in Hamlet, when Hamlet says to his mother after he beats the hell out of her and yells and screams at her, and he says, "And when you are desirous to be blessed, I'll blessing beg of you." That's a wonderful line. When you are desirous to be blessed, when you need a blessing, that's when I'll ask you to bless me. Same thing Jesus is saying here. He who needs healing must heal. If you need to be healed, then you have to heal. Because being healed and healing is the same thing. The way that I am healed, which is healed of my own belief in my guilt, is I recognize how I projected that guilt onto you. And by removing the projections of guilt that I placed onto you, I'm saying you're forgiven. You're forgiven for what you have not done. Therefore, I am healing you because I'm reminding you that you can make the same choice. And at the same moment, the same holy instant, I'm letting go of the projections I placed on you. I'm bringing them back to myself so I can now look at them, evaluate them again, and let them go. That's, again, what that means, that he who needs healing must heal. Physician, heal thyself. Right? And that famous line occurs at the very end of the pamphlet, too. Who else is there to heal but yourself? You don't heal the other. You don't heal a relationship. There is no relationship to heal. You heal yourself. The relationship only existed so you would have a screen onto which you'd project your own guilt. The world doesn't have to be healed. Your body doesn't have to be healed. You don't have to be healed. Because the you think you are as a body is no different from the person you think you're relating with as a body. What needs to be healed is your belief there's a need to be healed. What needs to be healed is to remember to laugh at the tiny mad idea. That's what needs to healing. And that's what reminds yourself and the world, because the world and the mind are one, that the tiny mad idea had no effect. Nothing happened. Each patient who comes to a therapist offers him a chance to heal himself. He is therefore his therapist. Right? That's, again, only because you're the screen onto which I project my own sin. And every therapist must learn to heal from each patient who comes to him. He thus becomes his patient. Now, this does not mean as a therapist you abdicate your role as therapist. Any more than you'd abdicate your role as teacher or plumber or business executive. Or a board member, or whatever your role is. But you're not taken in by the form. And you hear the melody underlying the form. On the level of form, we're all different. On the level of the melody, we're all the same. And that's what you want to hear. God does not know of separation. Right, that's a very important line. This appears dozens and dozens and dozens of places in the Course, which make it very clear that God cannot know of separation, otherwise it would be real. Which means, strictly speaking, God cannot give answer to the separation. So when Jesus says that God gave an answer to the separation, which is the Holy Spirit, he obviously is speaking symbolically. And the symbolism is the correction for what the ego says is indeed God did give an answer to the separation. It's in the Adam and Eve story, and it's in your story. God's answer to the separation is to punish you and to destroy you. Therefore, the correction for that, the insanity of the ego, the form is kept. God gives an answer, but now it has a different content. Right? But in truth, God doesn't know of separation. How could he? God does not know of separation. What he knows is only that he has one son. His knowledge is reflected in the ideal patient-therapist relationship. We're not going to go into that here. That basically is beyond what we're looking at here. God comes to him who calls, and in him he recognizes himself. Right? This is not an ideal relationship because we all, in the context of this, therapists and patients still have their egos. Right? So that the oneness of God and the oneness of his son is reflected, right, in the ideal patient-therapist relationship in which they are now experienced as one. No separate needs, and they both hear the same melody. And they recognize it is their own.